Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I will just say real quick, Tyler, Digimon are on sale on Amazon right now. If you each want to get one next time you're in Chicago, we can battle.
Oh, okay. Well, don't tempt me with a good time. Also, when I was in Mexico City, there was a legit like 6 to 8 group, like teen group that were all just like Beyblading.
For real?
Fuck. Well, that's actually cool. Beyblading is fucking cool.
It was amazing because like they just seemed to exist in the part of the park that we were at. So they moved several times, all after like we moved too. So I could always had eyes on like some just Beyblading. It was incredible.
Tyler, that is the universe letting you know that you have to let it rip.
Permission to let it rip.
Speaking of people that you don't know, I think now is a good time for Zana to arrive. And I did promise Rashaan doing a quick catch-up of what has happened so that we can all be refreshed. When Rashaan was last here, there was something of an emotional moment, kind of an argument had happened inside while she and her brother were outside of their father's home. And what got revealed is that Jonnet cannot perceive their longtime family friend, Hip. It was a rattling moment, and Zana made an attempt to like comfort Jonnet or maybe even confront Jonnet. That didn't truly get to resolve because what we decided happened is that Zana's crew basically said, hey, Zana, it's time. We got to go to the woods for this turkey hunt because, you know, we need it for your birthday or for this, like, you know, coming of age celebration tomorrow. And Zana kind of got pulled away by like this important cultural duty. Until this point, Zana, you have had no idea what has been going on in town because you have been out on a turkey hunt. And we are about to see you, what I imagine is, victoriously emerge from the woods. I would like to draw a luminary for this, see who we get here. And what we get is the audience. Okay. So the audience is a luminary that stands for the most dramatic thing possible happening. So Zana, you have been away. You have been in the woods with your good friends from the storm trying to catch a griffin turkey, a turkey that's like 25 feet tall, and bring it back for the running of the turkeys in this celebration. The most dramatic thing has happened. What in your mind does that mean?
As we were marching back towards the town, Zana is covered and head to toe in scratches, and the mud like just caked over her face to the point where you like only see the whites of her eyes, and she's just got like a huge turkey thrown over, like fireman style, thrown over her shoulders, and is just like lurching in, just really drawing it and make like a slow-mo moment where they're all walking and you think they're defeated, and then she gets about halfway down the line and then like what's that called? Deadlifts this turkey straight up over her head. Rejoice, I have returned with the turkey. Again, I am victorious. Duh.
Yeah. So we see this turkey thrown over your shoulders could have simply been walked back into town, but like is hog-tied for some reason. And like you, I think you spy in the distance your father. So like you know this is exactly where you need to be back in town. You bring this procession that is holding this bird, and like you do take from everybody else in the crew of the storm the turkey to hold it up in victory over this. And you get a chance to take in this scene. Everybody is anxiously sort of gathered around Hip, who is on the ground. There is blood everywhere. Jonnet looks extremely anxious and rattled. His eye on his forehead is wide open. You can see your father, hands covered in blood, holding the stitches, like I'm sure sweating from his brow. You can also see a massive all white turkey that is currently sitting that looks even larger and weirdly lumpy because it's sitting on two griffin owls, keeping them pinned to the ground. What do you say? What do you do?
I stand with the turkey over my head saying, why is everyone not giving me all the praise? What? Wait, hold on. And I push folks away to get to the center. What happened? What did you do?
You say that to me? I didn't do anything. Jonnet's trying to, like, he's trying to, like, not give the information of, like, the eye. So he's going to ask, like, what do you see?
What do I see? Just someone bleeding out? Like,
We can do a
physician?
Perception check here.
Am I trying to sew up an eyeball? I don't know how. I mean, I'm very good at stuff, but also, like...
I'm going to say of the 1,000 powers that we inevitably must give Zana, I don't know that like a medical degree is one of them, but I do think Zana is pretty perceptive. So what I'm going to do is make this a hard check that you're rolling against, and okay. So Zana, on this check, you get one threat and a triumph with no success. So you're trying to take in like what is going on here. And I don't think you're going to be able to perceive what is going on, but you're able to perceive something past what is going on. There's a chance that you would be able to tell that there is a new eye that is on Hip's side, essentially, like on the side of his stomach. Or I will allow you the power to just make up something completely new and wild that nobody has noticed yet, that Zana points out. I guess you could also, like, and if you need an option for something and you don't have something that you want to make up, you could also notice that Travis is indeed the big turkey that Jonnet has, that Jonnet is using a changeling to fake bringing home a turkey, which I think is very funny.
How would she know? If I don't.
That's the thing. No idea how she would know. She was making a perception check to understand Hip's situation. She looks at the scene, looks over at Travis and goes, "That's a fucking changeling. What's going on here?"
All right, fair enough.
That's a man.
That's it. We're using the triumph, essentially, to like, you've taken in the situation.
Sure.
And, you know, what I want you to choose right now is whether Zana is seeing that somehow in healing Hip, what they've actually done is installed a new eye in his side, or, and this has to be an either or situation,
okay,
looking over and noticing that the turkey that Jonnet brought with him is in fact a changeling disguised as a turkey and not an actual turkey. So what you're either doing is like having the wherewithal to look at a horribly violent sort of medical scene that's, you know, we're past the worst parts of it and notice that like you did something weird and magical here. Or you're going, you see this medical scene, whatever, and then through your strange experiences that you've had in the sky, you know what a changeling looks like, and therefore you know that Jonnet is trying to cheat in this competition. Because either of those, I think, are a really funny thing for somebody to notice when you are just like looking to see if you can help in a situation. So just decide, you know, what do you think is more fun for Zana's character path?
What a crazy options. Hey, that's a turkey, man.
Who are you calling a turkey?
That's me.
Hey, they
Travis.
Are, it spoke to me. Most turkeys I've met do not speak. And they aren't regulation size. I know we were talking about a giant turkey, but come on.
Zana, that's not the point, all right?
This stranger
It's not the point. It's obvious.
No. What is obvious is that there was a high intensity situation that just finished wrapping up, which you were not around for, that is now solved. We are figuring it out. All right. And I think the most important thing is you can't tell anybody else in the town that that bird is not a bird. All right.
Okay. This is me compromising with you and smiling through my anger. Let us go somewhere where we can talk freely, brother.
Jonnet, you did bring up something interesting that I've never really considered. And I, what is a bird? You know, because I think right now, I'm a bird.
I'm just going to remove all birds from this situation. Lovely to see all of you. It looks like everything's great. Me and these three birds are going to skedaddle. We're going to get out of here. Go to a different place.
Yeah, Jonnet, he turns to Douglas. Dad, are we okay? Is everything okay, looking good?
He's going to look up at him and just, yeah. Hip's okay. I managed to stitch it up. I'm not the best at it, but he ain't going to die. So,
It's okay. He's gonna be fine.
It's not just
we got here in time.
That's the issue, though, John. I brought y'all here to get you away from all that.
Come on, Dad. He points to his eye. Look at me. Look at Zana. This is gonna keep happening in one way or another, and it might not always be the case, but we were ready. And that's all you got to do is you got to stay ready.
We literally can't control anything. You can train for a turkey hunt your whole life, and then your brother will just cheat at the last minute. You can't control that sort of stuff.
It's only Dad. Cheating if you rat me out.
What?
Wait a second.
You know what? No, just moving past that. But no, Hip's fine. How are you? You were. What are you okay?
Covered in dirt and scratches. Yeah.
Me? Yeah. I mean,
oh my God, that would be terrible. Just get up, walk past Johnny, and be like, Zana, are you okay?
I thought that's what happened.
No.
I thought you were talking to Johnny.
Talking to Johnny.
Right. Okay. Like, how can you walk past? Oh, you were talking about me? Oh, no. Oh, I'm good, Dad. You know, we do this. People come for us. Red Feathers come for us. And I guess Red Feathers came for you. What was all of that? Look at these tonfas. What? Do you still have them out or are they?
No. Like, he would have taken them. I think he would have like clicked them back to. He probably would have just like ripped them off to make sure like when he ran over to Hip to try and.
Yeah.
So I think at that point, like, you see him on the ground and he just kind of kicks them behind him. What?
What are you? You're hiding them.
What? Well,
you brought the dude down.
We saw
Zana, are you okay, baby?
I'm fine. I would love to, you know, get some tips about how you can fold a person like the way you did.
So, Hip, just are you okay?
Hip, like, just kind of groggily groans. Clearly not able to save you on this one.
Oh, I have to take care of Hip. He's still critical. We need to make sure that he doesn't pass from this world. You know.
He's fine. He's stabilized. That's what you just said. You need to be honest with us.
Yeah, I told you about everything. Like, what is going on here? What? And it's also, Dad, it's fine. Like, we've lived lives. I haven't been around in a year, and a lot of stuff has happened in that time. I assume this was happening. I don't know who you were before me.
Huh. That was a whole nother lifetime ago. And I want to tell you about it, but I just want to let both of you know, there are some parts that you might, and like he says you might, and kind of like looks to Jonnet real quick, not want to hear.
Oh, is this a man conversation?
No.
Is this one of those you won't understand because, is this like a father-son type of conversation that you want to have that you can't just say it?
No, it's something a little more than that. It just there are some things that people that you don't know or don't know what they've done. His eyes just glance over to Orimar real quick and then look back to Jonnet. Like it was just instinctual.
Orimar has been standing in the background like the entire time, stock still. He's managed to get his spine whip arm into a couple loops like it's an extension cord. And it's kind of hanging over his shoulder, but otherwise he is inert.
My perception is not good, but I'm going to roll for perception. Just like, how much does this kid see? What would I roll against?
I'm going to, let's make that hard. There's a lot that we'd be trying to intuit from a glance like that.
Wait, so that's three?
Yep, three.
One advantage.
One advantage. Let's see, you are looking to know what's going on between them.
Could I just see, maybe get a sense that like, hey, Douglas isn't a fan of Orimar, or is that too much?
Yeah. I think we can allow that.
Okay. So, Jonnet says, well, Dad, just like you, people live multiple lives, and you're able to put that in the past. Whatever it is, you can, it's up to you to let it be a part of the past.
That's true. For a lot of things. But some things you just can't let go. And at this point, he's just going to turn and look straight at Orimar, not like glance, just locked eyes on him.
Orimar stares back at you, his jaw maybe hanging 2/3 of the way off his face. But his eyes are softer than one who would be a shambling horror would suggest. As far as he's concerned, he knows the truth of the matter. Making this misunderstanding go away would be, oh, so, so easy to share the information that would bring Douglas to emotional revelations that he would have never have considered. But it's not his place to share that information. She should do it herself. So what Orimar does instead is, with his free hand, take the lower half of his jaw and click it back into place. And with his free hand, signs, I am in need of some repair. Excuse me. And he kind of tilts his head And he feels that if he actually bows to say goodbye, his jaw will fall off again. So he tilts his head and starts to quietly make his... He walks, like, past everybody. And, you know, he could be stopped by Douglas if Douglas chose to stop him. But he walks his way out of the scene.
Yeah, like, I think Douglas's eyes will follow Orimar until he gets, like, right to, he starts to pass him, and then just kind of his eyes are going to shift back to Jonnet. Like, he's holding this grudge, but he does appreciate what Orimar did in taking part in protecting the farm and everything. So this is not the place to do any of this. So he is just going to, like, just stare him down until he gets, like, starts to pass him, and then focus back on Jonnet. And just kind of look between Jonnet and Zana and just, who's hungry?
Yeah, been hungry. Stay hungry.
Yeah, yeah, I could eat.
Oh,
all right.
Actually, to note, Zana, I don't think Zana knows that Orimar is a dead man walking. So this man who looks like he very much should be very, very dead by the amount of damage he's taken to his form. I think there's a gunshot in his shoulder. One arm of his has been ripped off.
Also, your spine is
not there.
I guess Zana is silent, and this stunt and this, you know, all these interactions is just seeing this man put himself together literally and shuffle out the door, is honestly trying to hold back a little bit of puke, like, very politely, like, this is not for me. This is new. Hopefully you'll be better in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you get offered whether you're hungry or not.
And so I can eat.
I think, like, and as, like, they start to, like, walk out the silo, like, Jonnet, like, elbows Zana, points to Captain Orimar Vale, is like, that's my captain. That's my captain.
He's very cool. He's very, right? Menacing.
Pretty cool, right?
He can take a wound, you know, can take a hit. I saw that bullet in his shoulder. That's cool. Wow.
You know, it doesn't even, you know what? Probably didn't even feel it.
Did he get shot a lot?
So much. So much.
Cool.
He's barely bones in there. It's mostly just shrapnel and other things.
He's mostly bullets at this point.
I mean, that's really cool.
A brief cut to Orimar on the walk back with the free hand being like, I can feel that this itches slightly. Cuts back to the arguments that they're having.
Just so cool. He's probably got new clothes, like, all the time, because they're so ripped and tattered and, like, full of bullets.
Yeah. But also, like, the really nice pieces shine. And just, like, the battle wounds just make them, just give them character.
He wears it well. I like it.
Well.
As we are cutting back to the Kessler family home, I do want to move over to Gable and Travis real quick, who have these two big owls with them. Out of curiosity, what are you two doing with them? And Gable, it did seem like there was maybe a little bit, like, Travis did sort of give up the goat kind of immediately as soon as someone mentioned that he was a turkey, just kind of talking openly and freely when the whole point was to pretend to be a real turkey. So I want to know, what are you two doing?
It we just, like, went away, had a little detour, and now we're back exactly where we were.
But you've got two big owls with you now.
Well.
Yes, what do you two have to say for yourselves?
Perfect. Fantastic.
Although they're barn owls, which I think sound a lot more horrible than that.
I think they just scream, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we need to go back to the forest. I'm going to...
So I turned into a giant turkey for nothing?
I think a lot of the things you do are for nothing, right? You didn't need to do this. You chose this. We made this way more complicated than it needed to be.
I thought I was helping a coworker.
What I think I'm going to do, now I have two new chargers. I'm going to send one of these birds back to the Uhuru. I'm going to send another to pick up the captain if he wants it, and if not, also go back to the Uhuru.
Did you have... It feels like we have too many birds at this point, right?
Bite your tongue. Bite your tongue.
I don't Never have enough. Teeth right now. But, I mean, we have four already.
Well, five. One will go away.
We want... What do you mean?
Who's Are you going talking away? About you?
No! Didn't we get a duck at some point? Is that no. duck with us?
I don't think so.
The duck's not with you. The duck is distinctly not with you.
You own
Maybe it's
the
just
duck.
Because it's out to stud.
Mm-hmm.
I keep him here.
Oh, that's right.
And Travis gestures to his heart. But he will come back once he's done fucking.
Sure. But that's you. So theoretical duck, three real birds, plus two new birds. And these two new birds don't need to stay with us. We just have him. There are new friends, right? Beautiful, beautiful boys and girls. Wonderful. Ugh.
I can't do it. It's a terrible scream. Casey will do the pitch down barn owl scream, and it's a spooky one.
But listen.
Boo.
Hey, before we move on to this next thing, your self-destructive tendencies are fine and good when you are doing them on yourself. The self-destructive. Mm-hmm. When you immediately give up Jonnet for the plan that we had, not only is it just generally disrespectful, it's also a waste of all of our time. Maybe hang on to that for a moment in the future. All right?
Well, are you talking about when I said I'm not a turkey?
Yes.
Because here's the thing. She knew.
But you did. The thing about knowing and confirming are two different things, right? Just because a person knows.
Yeah, but okay. Here's the thing. First of all, I had to defend myself. And you can't.
Didn't need to.
You can't fault me for that. And second of all.
I can't.
What's the difference between not saying anything, pretending to be a real bird? Which, again, I think technically I am a bird right now.
I guess.
Would be a lie to say I'm a bird.
Mm-hmm.
And two, later on, if it comes up again, just lying then. Just saying, oh, no, I'm a regular turkey that's giant.
Mounting evidence. When there's more evidence, the evidence mounts. There's more of it to prove you guilty. Whereas before there was less evidence. You know what? We have misadventures, you and I, and I'm so tired of them. I would love to have regular adventures. Not the missed ones.
Very good.
All right. I'm going to go send a bird to the captain if he wants it. And then I guess we're just free to go. I guess we can just tootle around.
Yeah. I kind of think we bring this night to a bit of a close, but before it ends entirely, like I think for the most part, like we've got all of these loose pieces which return either to the Uhuru or a place to stay in town. I think things at the Kessler family household are tense. There are a lot of things that people are not saying, but there is relief in that tension. You know, there is a big attack on the farm, on the community. A person died. Another person who's very close to almost all of you nearly died as well. But things could have been much worse, and that was averted. So I feel like everybody gets home and then goes almost immediately to bed. And what does to bed look like? Well, to bed is, I think, a familiar situation to Zana and Jonnet that is now different because of how much time has passed. You two return to the room that you shared when you were young and growing up. And I think the nearly full moonlight peeks in through the window on the two beds that you two have in this room. It is late. It is silent and still, and it is a perfect time for the siblings who have so much to say to each other, who have not seen each other in so long, to just talk before going to sleep.
Hey heroes, it's James, your game master, and welcome to the mid-roll. A quick announcement. We'll be doing a more robust announcement that will be its own episode on the feed coming up. But within the next few weeks on One Shot Shows, definitely Campaign Skyjacks and One Shot, you are going to be hearing dynamic ads in the feed. Long story short, around the same time that inflation started really taking off, our Patreon took a real hit. The thing about doing business in these times, we need to be paying the people that we're working with more and not less. And that's a real challenge when you have less money running through your organization. We're working on a few things to hopefully secure the financial future for One Shot right now, including preparing for a Patreon drive. However, we know that a lot of our listeners are in a tight spot. And although there are many people who would love to contribute to the show, right now that's not a realistic option. And that's okay. The most simple and direct solution to have people who can't contribute to our Patreon still contribute to our show is to open our show up to advertisers. We'll be doing this by switching our primary hosting platform to one that allows us to insert dynamic ads into our program. Those dynamic ads will be pulled from a random pool of advertisers when there are advertisers available and put in the show. I've been told by the new hosting company that they expect around a 40% fill rate for ads. That means for every ad spot that we insert into the show, about 40% of the time, you're going to hear something. Now, we do have some control over which ads go on the show. It's not as specific or as robust as I'd like, and this is one area where I would love listeners to chime in. Obviously, we do not want any offensive political ads coming on our show, or ads for villainous industries like the energy sector or the military. But we might have to accept ads from villainous corporations like soda companies. Having ads on the show is not something I am excited about, but I need to make sure that I can pay everybody on my team. And we have been continuing at our weekly release schedule despite the fact that we don't really have the budget to cover the full weekly release, and I can't keep cutting into my earnings to do that. So I will have an audio post on the feed explaining more about these ads as they start to roll out and what they're going to look like and where you can expect them. If you hear an ad on this show that offends you, that is bad, that is problematic and worrying, please bring it to us. You can send an email to gamemaster@oneshotpodcast.com, put in the title problematic advertiser, I guess, and we'll see what we can do about blocking it. Like I said, we don't have the most robust tools, but I will do everything I can. Now, with all that said, I want to thank everyone who supports us currently on Patreon. You have helped build this show and make it into something incredible. And I am so grateful for the opportunity to do this, and I hope you continue to support us moving forward so that everybody who's involved with this project can continue living and financially depending on it, those of us that do, because we love what we do here. If you want to be one of those supporters, please head to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and sign up to support us. In return, you can get access to really cool bonus content. Everybody who backs at the $5 level or more gets access to our secret archive, which includes bonus episodes, behind-the-scenes talks, world-building episodes, and all sorts of other cool stuff. I just sat down and recorded a new world-building episode that'll be hitting the feed in a couple weeks. And we just wrapped up a bonus series starring Braith and Bobby Jean that bridges some of the gap for the story in Campaign Courier's Call. We've also got more cool stuff on the way. Some of it is not exactly Skyjacks related, but I do think everybody who likes Skyjacks is going to like it. Now then.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With all of that out of the way, let's get back in the sky.
I think there's probably a bit of silence. Jonnet is like staring at the ceiling, and then he's like, all right, fine. So then he gets up and he rolls out of bed and he maybe taps Zana on the shoulder. Is like, hey, help me out with the thing. And so he like goes to the frame of the door, and then he like takes his hair and he kind of like mushes it down a little bit, and then is like, all right, mark me, where am I?
She crawls out of bed, picks up a pencil off of the desk, sizes you up and say, oh, look at you, you've grown.
And then I think he's like, yeah, that's right, I have. And then he like takes two steps back, turns around, triumphantly looks at the door frame. An inch? Come on.
I mean, but look at all that's happened in an inch.
Whatever.
No, it's cool. I was honestly jealous that you got to go away and learn about yourself, do cool stuff, and have a cool captain, and then
you were jealous for what? 2 weeks, and then you did the same.
Like, yeah.
And as I think, as he's saying this, like he's like, "Give me the pencil," and he goes to the same for Zana, and like, well, it's not like I thought, and I said this before, I thought I was protecting you. All right, but you make it incredibly clear at every possible moment that you don't need anybody's help. But what I was saying earlier still holds true. All right, like you can't shoot me in the foot on this one. I need to turn that turkey in. I need to get this credit. I need to pass Gobblenacht.
Yeah, you're gonna pass Gobblenacht, but you gotta understand that you left me alone. Even if it was for 2 weeks, that's a long time. To sit in this room by myself, stare up at the ceiling and wonder where you are. Why wouldn't I have to do everything by myself because my brother left?
Okay, yeah. I mean, that wasn't cool. That wasn't...
And it was supposed to be for us, not you.
What was supposed to be for us?
I have in my notes.
Oh, the map?
Yes.
The map, I mean, yeah, the map was for us, but like, I know you, all right? Or at least I think I do. And I figured if you had this map that showed you the entirety of Sphere, like, you would want to go out there, and I was worried about you. And also, selfishly, like, I wanted to do something of my own. And so, it was a perfect opportunity. I thought you'd give me more time. You'd grow up a little bit. I'd come back. I would hand the map over to you and say, hey, Zana, now it's your turn. You do what you want with the skies. But you didn't need that. And
I just thought we were equals.
We're more than equals. We're family. All right.
That's not the same at all.
But
family, I'm trying to have like a moment with you and let you know that until you went off, I thought that we were in the same boat. I thought that we cared enough about each other. If you know me so well and how excited I would have been, who's to say that we could have gone out into the world and then split off? Like, you took the only outlet. That's just not fair. That's not fair, and it's not fair. And I'm going to shout that to the heavens, but you're my brother, and I'll let you get away with your gobble knocked or whatever, because you need it. But...
Zana, when I...
I'm not going to feel bad for doing what I did, because you did what you wanted to do.
I'm not saying that... I'm not saying you need to feel bad. I'm not saying anybody needs to feel bad. I'm just saying I had my reasons for what I did, and they weren't the right things, but... When I saw what I saw, when I touched that feather, when I had my first vision, I saw myself leading a fleet of ships to fight the Mariner. That seemed intense, and I felt like it was something that I needed to do and to protect you from. But hey, look, you don't need that protection. And honestly, if... Jonnet, like, runs over, grabs his bag, like, empties out the contents of whatever the hell's in his bag. Like, Jonnet, take your pick. Like, you want this map? Take the map back. You want anything else that I have, with the exception of this tiny little stone from the liquid source? Like, you can have it. Like, you're worthy, and like, I can't stop you. Like, if we're ever out, like, in the skies, and I see you, like, I want to be able to say, like, what's up to my little sister from across ships. Like, you are a friend, you are a family, you are an ally, and I was wrong before, but like, I'm over that. If you let me pass this gobble knock.
Brother, I care about you deeply. And I understand that you feel the need to protect me. To protect the world that you have been touched, to be the one to go off and save us all. Yes, that is your path. But if you only see me as someone who just needs to be protected all the time, then that's not how we can operate. Yes, I want to shout you out when we're out on the seas, but you have to understand that I'm a fully realized person with... I may be tapped to do something too, and you've got to support that as well.
Oh my God, wait, Sana, have you had a vision? Did you touch like a feather? Are you different in ways that we haven't talked about?
Maybe. That's the mystery of a young woman.
Okay, all right.
The illusion.
You bullish.
Anything could happen to me. That's what I'm saying. You okay, just assume that I have been done. I have been anointed in a way. Anyway, tell me about how we're supposed to... We're fine. All right, brother, fine. We're never going to get over this fully. I don't even know what I'm saying. Anyway... You've grown about an inch, which is something I should give you credit for because you've done a lot in an inch. So how are we going to fool these? I can clock that turkey as a guy from a mile away. So what are you going to do? How are you doing this?
Well, okay. I'm just saying, like, as when Travis keeps his mouth shut, he's pretty convincing as birds, as animals. He's got a whole gamut of animals that he can change it into. It's a fun Rolodex. But... I think if we just lay cool, play cool, everybody turns in their turkeys. We turn in your big honking guy that's, I guess, just chilling outside. What was that like? What was the give me the bullet points on what was on bagging that?
I bagged that turkey. Yes, in fact. So I was in the brush, was low on the ground, stalking it like it was my prey, and I just inched upon it. It was so crazy. I was so stealth that I crawled all the way on it. What? And basically, I just walked on it, up on it, really
cool. You rode the turkey, the turkey didn't know that it was getting ridden?
No. That's how good I am.
Dang.
I guess. You know, turkey hunting is what I do, brother. Sure, I can absolutely keep my mouth shut for you, brother, but no one else.
Okay. Well, then, that's how we do it. And it'll be the perfect crime. Brother and sister.
Yeah, and then we high five and we freeze frame,
and then superimposed text: the perfect crime, children doing crimes.
I feel like we see Douglas, like after that high five, we hear Douglas from like faintly elsewhere in the house. Go to bed. What are you doing?
Fine.
I'm gonna go to bed, but tomorrow you're gonna be the big turkey boy. Yes, you are.
Biggest turkey boy.
I hear you whispering still.
Now you have like microphones. Those don't exist. What are you doing? Magic? Stop spying on us.
How about you don't worry about it? And how about you spend more time getting sleep?
I'm not tired. We saved the silo.
You know where I can't hear you? I can't hear you in your dreams.
And then I wake up tomorrow and you talk about, yeah, I was dreaming too loudly.
Stop dreaming so loud, then.
And night passes. And we enter morning. But this is not just any morning here in Acheron. We can see the town We can see the buildings that are held close together around the town square, and even the disparate farms that are set up along this path that has been carved out of the wild wheat. We can see that the smokestacks, the chimneys of all the houses are working, and there is a faint smell that has fallen over the entire place. And that is of the spices of the slow-cooked pulled chicken that this area is, of course, so famous for. The sound in every home is, of course, the sizzling of eggs to welcome and start the day. But that chicken, which is started so early in the morning, is preparing itself for that night because a gobble-knocked is upon us. This evening, young folk are going to pass from being just children into being adults within this community. They will be looked at differently, respected differently. And there is a ceremony and celebration that accompanies that. And it is one that the whole community comes out for. Jonnet and Zana are going to be at least two of the people getting honored on this gobble knocked. You know, this is Jonnet's birthday. So I kind of think the way that it works is like, if you are turning 16, no matter what, your gobble knocked is coming. But they can also like decide like, hey, you know, you've earned it this year. This is your gobble knocked. Or I guess if you failed at your gobble knocked and want to try again or whatever, you got to wait till somebody else turns 16.
Oh, lame.
So like, I just want to know, first of all, like, how are people preparing for the evening if you're making preparations? And then, you know, is there anyone else being honored? Everybody, you know, kind of hit me with a detail about like what I can be expecting for tonight.
I think Jonnet's got on his fancy vest, of course. Mm-hmm. And then I think for the larger gobble-knocked, I think that there's been like some kid who at this point is 20 who has just like failed gobble-knocked after gobble-knocked. And so they finally did it. They finally have passed. If you were to like stack the turkeys next to one another, their turkey is the smallest, the runtest of all of the turkeys, but they caught a turkey, they did it, they passed gobble knock, they're finally...
I kind of like the idea it's a regular turkey. It's, just, yeah. It's a regular turkey, and it's like, no. This is a griffin turkey, it hasn't finished growing up yet.
It's a pretty big regular turkey.
Nah, man, that's too big to be a regular turkey. This is a griffin turkey, it's just a small griffin.
Just let him pass.
Yeah. He'll be the last guy to get out of my house. Yes.
I think Zana is like placing bets with like friends in the crowd of like who's gonna go all the way this year. I imagine it's a three-part competition. If we've already explained what the gobble knocked entails, forgive me.
Yeah. So no. You are right on track in a way. In that the first element of gobble knocked is getting turkeys for the running of the turkeys, but the second element is the running of the turkeys, where they let these bad boys loose to chase all of the people who are trying to enter the world as adults in gobble knocked. And each of you has people that you are going to run with on your running crew. For you, I believe Zana is going to be running with Douglas, and I think Jonnet is running with Orimar. Mm-hmm. So that is going to be a big element to this thing. And then after that, there is a nice ceremony and party where everybody kind of recognizes the folks ascending. And like Zana, I love just being so confident in that, like, yeah, obviously the hard part is over. I found the turkey.
Yeah. Now we just got to get chased. So I guess she's like adorning her back with like turkey catching eye, like things like streamers, glitter, sort of things, just to make her the most alluring to a turkey to be chased.
I kind of like the idea that like there's something that you put in your hair so your hair can like flap and flutter behind you a little bit as you run. Like there's this whole fun decorative element to it.
Jonna is talking with Orimar and it's like, okay, we've gotta make ourselves like appealing to the turkeys. We gotta become like turkey bait. So the biggest, longest, flowiest coat you got.
Mm. So what? That's funny because what my scene I was going to set would have been is that Orimar is preparing to dress for a fete, you know, for the spell F-E-T-E of like, oh, we're celebrating Jonathan's birthday. So he's like in his captain's quarters. He's actually ingested water so he can talk to his pet hummingbird griffin principality.
Principality.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. He gets to call it pal. Everyone else has to call it prince. But he's like, you know, trying on
this bird
outfits.
Is a little bit too horny.
Huh? Everybody, he's like trying outfits on in there, and we've got like the shirt is like sheer, and there's corsetry, and there's like slightly platformy shoes. Like, oh yeah, we're going to be the hot goth dad at the birthday party.
Hot goth dad.
And then he realizes like, oh yes, I have to go and run with Jonet. Okay, well. And with genuine dejection, he removes the corset. He removes the platform boots. The sheer shirt stays.
Just aerodynamic.
Gotta breathe.
But this does give you the opportunity for a fantastic quick change.
But yeah, you know, he in the kind of process of meeting up again then with Jonet in the sheer shirt, and Jonet's like, oh, we have to make sure we've got the longest, flowiest coat over, and Orimar pulls like... There is the sound of slight the expression that he makes actually makes a sound, and it contorts into disappointment, and you don't understand why, but he dutifully goes away and then comes back with longer, flowier coat.
And Dad, your outfit is great too. You look ready for the turkeys.
Yeah, I want to know first of all what Douglas is wearing. And I would love to see a moment of Douglas like preparing himself in a mirror to essentially watch his babies grow up before his very eyes.
All right. So first thing that has to be mentioned is that Douglas has been up since extremely too early, like 4 a.m. And
so he went to sleep for like an hour.
Yeah. 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 Because he got up and he started making one, Jonet's birthday cake. Two, he started on his specialty that he makes every gobble knock, which is just like a big old, like ridiculously large pot of gumbo that everybody in the town gets some of. So he's been working on both of those, kind of just jumping back between the two. And I'd say probably a little less than an hour before everybody's getting ready, he's like looking, checking, making sure everything's okay. The cake is put up, and then he goes and he like throws something on real quick. And it looks like just normal attire, like just regular. He's working on a field, nothing special about it. You see him put these like kind of like a wristband / bracer. It's not that big, but it's, you know, it's I'd say about 2-3 inches. He puts one on each hand, attaches something to the back of his belt, and he's like, all right, looking good. Oh, damn, I should have slept more. All right. Good. He just takes a big old, like, has like a stein full of like coffee and is just going to town on it to keep himself up. And then he, as he's walking, he runs up to his room to get those like bracers. And then as he's walking back, he passes their room, and he just like just stops mid stride, looks over, like stares at it for a little bit, and then just smiles, and then keeps going down the stairs. And he gets into the kitchen and he's just checking everything out. And I think that's when Zana would come in and
Dad. It smells so good in here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know it's gobble knock. Come on.
It's my favorite time of the year. Exactly. It really is.
This is where I shine.
And it's like, you just need one bowl and you're full all day. It's so good. All right. Have you been stretching? Because we got to run.
Oh, yeah. Yep. 100%. Yep.
I look and see how much the coffee pot has gone down. You drink half of that?
What? Yeah, see, I didn't even make that much. What happened was, I didn't think anybody want coffee. And so, and he just takes another swig from his stein.
She takes it from him. It's like, you're not the only one who needs to be up. And I chug it and I drink the rest of it. All right, we're going to do this. We're going to run. We're going to have a good time, dance, sing. It's going to be so fun. And then we'll be out there in the world doing our thing. And then we've got our whole lives ahead of us. It's going to be amazing.
We cut over to Travis in the turkey pens, I think. There is a scrawny looking teenager whose face is covered in acne, who is walking in front of the pens with like a big stick. All right, you turkeys.
So I stayed a turkey all night.
Yeah, I think you have to. I think there's no way that you cannot.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Or Travis, or you are approaching as a big turkey right now, kind of unaccompanied to like walk into the pens.
I want to do that and just have like a note tied like either around my neck or like tied to like, you know, the like in a cartoon how a bird would have like a finger on the end of their wing, like tied there. Yeah. That's like whatever, turkey to run, please. Take care of me.
Turkey to run.
Please take care of me.
You get a whole Paddington adventure out of that.
I like marmalade.
Anxious, do not touch.
Charlotte. Yeah, fully.
Is this where the turkeys go?
This teen sort of shaking in his boots, not familiar with like the turkeys talking to him. Yeah. Yeah, the turkeys belong right here.
Okay, thank you.
He sort of like watches you sidle shuffle into the cage. Can I get you anything?
Well, now that you mention it, gosh, I'd love, can I get a mimosa?
I think we cut to like 2 hours later where Travis just has a bunch of stuff. Like there are a bunch of empty mimosa glasses and like a lamp.
He's just weighted morning blanket. Drunk.
He had a brunch.
Oh, yes. Man. A giant turkey would have to drink so much to get drunk. But here's the thing. He did it.
These mimosas are bottomless.
Sheer amount of orange juice.
Well, because he's used to like feeding and watering the big turkeys. He's maybe bringing just like a trough of mimosa.
How dumb is this teen?
He's resourceful.
This teen is obtaining alcohol unsupervised. I want to speak to this teen's manager.
I needed a lot of champagne.
This turkey needs so much more. I kind of think it's like whoever supervising the turkey holding that this teen keeps going to, it's like, hey, I remember being young once too. Using the turkeys as an excuse to sneak some champagne. That's just good old-fashioned kids fooling around. I love it.
Getting twisted off of
it's gobble knock.
It's gobble knock, dude. Anything can happen.
Gable, I kind of want to know. I want to check in with Gable. Because, you know, there will be a little bit for Gable to play in this ceremony, too. And, like, we've seen Gable sort of, like, takes their roles and everything kind of seriously. So I want to know what that's like.
I have a thought. I have figured out what we can maybe do with these barn owls. Like, assuming that they've checked in with, like, town leadership, right? Mm-hmm. So we haven't really dealt with the fact that, like, they're... It was a red feather attack. Red feathers would never admit it, but this is like, we have some, this is obviously their property. So as part of the decoration or on the final plinth where everyone's going to be getting their awards, they've installed the two barn owls there, but deliberately taken off all of their red feather accoutrement and their like the fancy saddles and have decorated them in celebratory colors as kind of like, oh, this is fun. And we have like plenty of more birds in this area, but also as a subtle gesture, like if there's any red feather observation, like, we know what you did. We have your property. Here is us saying, don't even try.
I like that. I like that a lot.
So right now, Gable is just sort of like using a knife to cut up the bridles to see like what's the useful things that we can use that make it not look so bad.
I like this. And I like Gable kind of having this conversation with the birds themselves. Like, they're just sort of sitting behind you, kind of watching idly as you're doing this.
Listen, I don't know what fancy commands that you have, but in this outfit, we speak plainly. You either take commands or you don't. And if you don't want to listen to my commands, that's fine. You have wings. Get out of here. All right? That's what I'll say. Get out of here.
Oh. Oh.
I understand. I don't know if you were raised from an egg or if you were just... I know how I raise my birds, and that's how I feel like they should be raised. And I don't know. I just think I wish you could use your words to tell me what happened, because it seems like a pretty bold move. But I don't know. Are these comfortable at all? They seem like they're not comfortable.
No, who, who?
Get you nice soft leather. See, hard leather is just for ceremonial purposes, and you're only supposed to keep the bridle on during ceremonies for 5 minutes at most. Otherwise, you'll start bleeding.
God. Oh, who?
What's your name?
Who?
You said you're who? What's your name?
Christopher.
So Christopher and who? All right. Listen, you don't need to be on my side. I'm just asking for the moment. You're not on their side, right? We all have our own lives to lead. Oh, gosh, John, it is growing up, and I will probably see him die, and that sucks. Not soon or anything, but boy. Because I live forever, and everyone dies, and Travis has a better handle on that than I do, but oh, time marches on.
We cut away from this to the sort of main thoroughfare through town where the running takes place. And we can see that folks in town have decorated for Gobblenacht. I think what it is all the kids in town especially are encouraged to do a classic hand turkey.
Cute.
You take whatever local paints and pigments, you make that hand, you turn it into a turkey, but you decorate it like the people who are about to be growing up and like going through Gobblenacht. So there are a bunch of Jonnet and Zana turkeys around.
I'm just like putting my autograph on all of them. Oh my God, thank you so much. Oh, it's really gonna be a great year. Very excited to run. Yeah, my little brother's here too. Yeah.
Little brother, older brother. Also,
it's
is
good
this what
PR
you think I look like as a kid? As a turkey
I am the
kid?
Big sister.
What?
I don't know, man. You look like that.
What? No. What? Okay. First off, not enough hair.
I remember you having a bald head.
Look at me. You draw the person I am now, not the one I was before.
You cannot stifle artist interpretation.
Yeah,
okay?
Watch me. Do it again. Do it at the ending, kid. Come back later.
You got that sap in your hair. You had to cut. We had to cut off. There was a bald spot for
update
like a year.
Your reference photo.
You are censoring artists. This is not a good look. Let's just keep going. Hi, everybody. Just waving. Moving you along.
Hey, happy Gobblenacht. Happy Gobblenacht. Happy Gobblenacht. Gobble, 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 gobble.
And we give them candy.
Scotty Jacks. We'll be right back.
Campaign Skyjacks is a One-Shot Network production. For more information, be sure to follow us on Twitter over at CampaignPod for updates about live shows and other events we might be doing. In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more. You can find more great gaming shows over at oneshotpodcast.com. Like Asians Represent. Asians Represent celebrates Asian creators and diversity in the gaming community. Join hosts Agatha Cheng and Daniel Kwan as they discuss gaming, genre, and representation with their guests and occasionally argue with each other about the sound of Agatha's beloved air horn app. Jonnet Kessler was played by Tyler Davis, who can be found on Twitter and Instagram at Tyler A. Dave. You can stream his short film, Lining, on the Roku channel for free. Just search for The Shortlist, Summer. Gable was played by Liz Anderson, who can be found on Twitter at @LizAnderson_... or on her podcast, Paired. Travis Madigo was played by Johnny O'Mara, who can be found on Twitter at @JohnnyNBriefs or on his podcasts, Bill Buds and Dilettante Ball. Captain Orimar Vale was played by Nathan Blades, who can be found on Twitter at @PhantomArtsENT. You can also find them streaming on twitch.tv/TheNeonCaster. I am James D'Amato, your host and game master. You can find me on Twitter at OneShotRPG or on my other podcast, OneShot. The original music featured in this podcast was written, composed, and performed by Arnie Parrott. You can find him on Twitter over at ArnePArrott. You can find more of his work at atptunes.com. This episode was edited by Casey Tony, who can be found on Twitter at Casey Pony or on his podcast, Neo Scum. Our logo was designed by Fiona Shea, who can be found on Twitter at Fiona Pup. The World of Sphere was inspired in part by the music of the Decemberists, and Illimat, produced by Together Studios. This show uses a modified version of the Genesis role-playing system, designed by Sam Stewart and a team of talented professionals who were fired by the private equity firm owning Fantasy Flight Games.
And once for our friends ne'er rise, twice to the dearest we're leaving behind, who know we can never deny. The call of the skies.